Bible study, John chapter 13, verses 1 to 17. Cleansed by Christ and called to serve, key verse, John chapter 13, verse 8, New Living Translation. Jesus replied, "Unless I wash you, you won't belong to me." Historical context. This takes place during the Last Supper. Jesus knows his crucifixion is only hours away. Judas is about to betray him. Peter will deny him. The disciples are still arguing about who is the greatest. See Luke chapter 22, verse 24. Instead of rebuking them harshly, Jesus teaches one of the greatest lessons on humility ever recorded. Verses 1 to 5, Jesus washes their feet. In Jesus' day, people wore sandals and walked on dusty roads. Their feet became filthy. When guests entered a house, the lowest servant usually washed everyone's feet, but this night, there was no servant. So Jesus, the creator of the universe, got up, wrapped himself with a towel, and began washing his disciples' feet. What does this mean? Literally, Jesus was showing humility. Spiritually, he was giving them a picture of something much deeper. The one who would soon wash away their sins with his blood was now washing their dirty feet. The physical washing pointed toward a greater spiritual cleansing. Personal reflection. Am I willing to serve others even when no one notices? Verses 6 to 9, Peter doesn't understand. Peter objects. John chapter 13, verse 8, New Living Translation. No, Peter protested, you will never wash my feet. Jesus replies, unless I wash you, you won't belong to me. Peter immediately changes his mind. Verse 9, then wash my hands and head as well, Lord, not just my feet. Peter thinks, if washing is good, wash all of me. What does Jesus mean? This is where the symbolism becomes important. Jesus is no longer talking only about dirty feet. He's talking about spiritual cleansing. Without Jesus cleansing us, we don't belong to him. This points forward to his death on the cross and the cleansing from sin that only he can provide. Verses 10 to 11, one who has bathed. Jesus says, John chapter 13, verse 10, a person who has bathed all over does not need to wash except for the feet, to be entirely clean, and you disciples are clean. What does it mean? Jesus uses bathing and foot washing as an illustration. Think about it. Someone in that culture would take a full bath at home, then walk to another house. By the time they arrived, only their feet had become dirty. They didn't need another full bath. Only their feet needed washing. Spiritually, Jesus says his disciples are already clean, meaning they already belong to him. They have believed in him, except Judas, whom Jesus specifically excludes in verse 11. This doesn't mean they never sin again. It means they don't need to become entirely new people every time they stumble. They need ongoing cleansing as they walk with God. Does this teach once saved, always saved? No, I don't think that's Jesus' point here. Jesus isn't discussing whether salvation can later be rejected. He's illustrating the difference between receiving his saving cleansing and the ongoing cleansing believers need while walking through life. Later scriptures still warn believers to remain faithful. For example, the Hebrews chapter 3, verses 12 to 14, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 to 29, Revelation chapter 3, verse 5, John chapter 15, verse 6. So I wouldn't use John chapter 13 as a proof text for eternal security. Biblically speaking, Jesus is teaching two related truths. First, only Jesus can cleanse us from sin. That cleansing begins when we respond to the gospel through repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, receiving the Holy Spirit. See Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Second, believers continue living in a fallen world. As we walk through life, we still need ongoing cleansing through repentance and daily fellowship with Christ, not because we're getting saved again, but because our relationship with God continues to grow. Think of 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. John is writing to believers. That shows believers continue confessing and walking with God. Verses 12 to 17, go do likewise. After washing their feet, Jesus asks, John 13, verse 12, do you understand what I was doing? He explains, if your Lord humbled himself, you should humble yourselves too. Jesus wasn't merely commanding a ceremony. He was commanding a lifestyle. Serve people, love people, don't seek status. The greatest person in God's kingdom is the servant. Modern day analogy, imagine a person is the owner of a successful construction company. One day, a new employee accidentally spills concrete all over the job site. Instead of yelling from the office, The owner grabs a shovel and starts cleaning alongside him. The employees are shocked. The owner is doing the lowest job. That's what Jesus did. The king became the servant. Personal reflection. Am I letting Jesus continually cleanse my heart? Do I quickly repent when I sin? Am I willing to serve people who can't repay me? Do I want recognition, or do I simply want to honor Christ? Summary. John chapter 13, verses 1 to 17 teaches that Jesus alone cleanses us from sin. Believers need continual fellowship with him as they walk through life. And every follower of Christ is called to live a life of humble service. Jesus is showing that those who belong to him do not need a completely new cleansing every time they stumble. Instead, as they walk through life, they continue to come to him for cleansing through repentance and fellowship.